From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Trump gets ready for the UN.
In the coming weeks and months, we will be considering the Secretary General's broader vision. This is an opportunity for all of us to seize this moment and ensure that the United Nations remains relevant.
Now, tomorrow is President Donald Trump's big day at the United Nations. Today, he's there along with Ambassador to the UN Nikki Haley, whose voice you just heard. Both, however, still on the sidelines warming up for tomorrow's big speech. Ambassador Haley, in her introduction for the president, remarked upon Mr. Trump's unique qualifications.
Donald Trump has a businessman's eye for seeing potential, and he sees great potential, not just in this reform movement, but in the United Nations itself. He shares your commitment to creating a more effective advocate for peace, security, and human rights.
For his part, the president stated that so far, including most recently, the UN has been characterized by unfulfilled potential.
Yet in recent years, the United Nations has not reached its full potential because of bureaucracy and mismanagement. While the United Nations on a regular budget has increased by 140%, and its staff has more than doubled since 2000, we are not seeing the results in line with this investment.
Tomorrow, the president will address the full body of the United Nations General Assembly, the world no doubt waiting with anticipation. White House advisors once again are saying North Korea will face destruction unless it ends its nuclear and missile programs. U.S. United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley told CNN yesterday she's still considering moving on from diplomatic efforts and turning the matter of North Korea over to U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis. This is VOA News. A petition has been filed with India's Supreme Court challenging the government's plan to deport as many as 40,000 Rohingya who have fled Myanmar. The top court began hearing the plea on Monday. The government said in a statement to the court that Rohingya are illegal immigrants and some of them pose a very serious and potential threat to the national security of India. The lawyer representing the Rohingya and the Indian Constitution provides equal rights and liberty to every person, including non-citizens. The hearing will continue next month. In the meantime, thousands of protesters from an Islamist coalition party in Bangladesh on Monday turned out in force to condemn the Myanmar government for not establishing rights for Rohingya Muslims in Rakhine State. Britain has eased its terrorist threat level from critical to severe after police arrested a second suspect in the bombing of a subway train in London. A 21-year-old man was detained late Saturday under Britain's Terrorism Act. Earlier Saturday, an 18-year-old man was arrested. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for the Friday rush hour attack, the fifth this year in Britain. Here they come again. Hurricane forecasters are keeping their eyes now on three storms, including one threatening the Caribbean islands, which were battered by Hurricane Irma just over a week ago. Forecasters upgraded Tropical Storm Maria to a hurricane as the storm heads toward the Leeward Islands. In the meantime, a tropical storm watch is out for the U.S. East Coast because of Hurricane Jose. There's also a tropical depression named Lee in the Atlantic. The militant group Hamas that rules Gaza said in a statement it will dissolve its administrative body and hold general elections. Now, the decision is seen as a way to end a political and territorial rift between Hamas and President Mahmoud Abbas's Fatah movement. We asked Randolph-Macon College Middle East scholar Michael Fishbach if this is significant.
Very significant. And if it actually happens, it would be extremely significant. Ever since the Palestinian elections for the parliament or the legislative council in 2006, Hamas and the ruling Fatah party, which has dominated Palestinian politics and certainly both the Palestine Liberation Organization and now the Palestinian Authority, that conflict has crippled the Palestinian body politic and has certainly made peace negotiations and a number of other things very, very complicated.
The news of the decision from Hamas comes after both Hamas and Fatah participated in recent separate talks with Egyptian intelligence officials in Cairo. In the meantime, Gaza is facing a mounting humanitarian crisis, including a severe electricity shortage. This is Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.